KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, really happy to welcome a comedian who's done so well over the past few years and playing at the Irvine Improv all this weekend, comedian Steve Byrne on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you love waking up at 7 o'clock, so thank you.
Yeah, I mean every comic loves doing your set tonight, watching SportsCenter at 11, watching it again at 2 in the morning, wonder why you can't sleep, and then realize you got to get up at 7. I haven't gotten up at 7 since I was probably in 8th grade, so this is great.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that moment with us, at least.
Yeah.
So, cool, man. You're doing the show. It's only $20, 21 and over. Irvine Improv starting tomorrow all the way through the weekend. I assume it's a venue you do sort of frequently. How does the Irvine crowd treat you?
I love the Irvine Improv. It's definitely one of the nicest clubs. And as a comedian, I always say to my booking agent, just book me in a mall this weekend. If I could be within 100 feet of Elaine Bryant, I'm in heaven.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're playing. I think there's an Urban Outfitters across from you or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the picture on the improv site of you on the beach holding like a rose from The Bachelor. Is that specifically for us, or is that like your touring photo?
God, I took that picture a long time ago because I used to do this joke in my first half hour special of like the way a man should never sit down. And that was one of the, that's definitely one of the poses. Like a man should never lay on his side with his knee cropped up at a 90 degree angle. It's just very, it makes everyone uncomfortable.
You know, I think it is kind of a good area for you to play because we're a very diverse county in terms of our, even our Korean population or Vietnamese population. So do you find that it's like a good diverse appeal for your comedy?
I would personally say no, because I have a show on where I'm, I have a television show, Sullivan and Son on TBS,
right,
where I'm an Asian American lead, and we have Asian Americans on the show, and not only that, but I feel that we are a very diverse show in general. I mean, you look at the poster for our cast, and I haven't seen a show that diverse in a long time, and literally nobody cares. I mean that in terms of like Asians. I don't think Asians have really clicked on or fell in love with it, or I don't even know if they gave it a shot, to be honest with you. But, you know, I just keep plowing through. But thank God that the show's a great success, and people in general are tuning in. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just happy that people are watching. I'm happy that people are coming out to the shows.
No, it has been successful. We're expecting the third season in 2014. Has it been kind of what you've expected to star in and create your own series, you know, after all this time?
Yeah, you know, it's been a tremendous opportunity, a great experience, a true blessing. And the great thing about our show is that everybody gets along, which is awesome. I mean, it rarely happens. We've had a lot of great guest stars, Billy Gardell, from Mike and Molly, Ken Jeong. These are all stand-up comedians. But you know Ken Jeong as Mr. Chow from the Hangover
right.
movies. And I know him as the man who set Asians back another 6.5 inches when he jumped out of a trunk naked.
Yeah, exactly.
But all these guys have all worked on shows, and they go, you know, you have something great here because it's rarely like this. So for that, I'm really surprised. I'm really happy.
That's cool. And then the other new thing coming out for you in 2014 is your new one-hour special. Do you want to talk about that for a sec?
I've had this special, the core of this special, pretty much written the last 2 years, but I haven't been able to film it because we've been doing the television show, Sullivan and Son. So these are all uptown problems, mind you, but I'm getting ready to film this special finally in between the hiatus. So that's literally what I'm working on in Irvine. So if you come out, you'll see a whole new hour, and some of it will be great. Some of it will be okay. And if you come to the show and you think it's okay, just remember, I'm what you could afford. So make the most of it.
You're the $20 show at the Irvine Improv.
Exactly, yeah. Save your money, work hard, go see Russell Peters or Kevin Hart at an arena. If you can't afford that, go on Groupon this week and come see me at the Irvine
there
Improv.
There you go. Well, we can't wait to see, of course, all of this on stage. Steve Byrne this weekend at the Irvine Improv. Thanks so much for waking up early for us, man. We really appreciate
it. Thank you again so much for having me. I appreciate everything.
Okay, I'll tweet this out at you as much as you won't like it.
All right, sounds good.
All right, see you later, man.
Take care, bud.